Hi, you're listening to the Chasing Tone podcast. Welcome back, right? I'm Travis.
I'm sick.
And I'm Zivampla, Brian.
Can I tell that story?
You can tell that story.
Okay, yeah. I'll have to wait for a minute on that. Okay, but yeah, Max and I are a little under the weather. And no, Brian, it's not because we've been necking, right?
Who says necking?
Who says necking? I would say necking.
I necked after the sock hop in my Packard.
At the ice cream social.
At the ice cream.
Soda shop. So I want to start things off by telling you guys that I ate some crow last Thursday. Yes, sir.
Does not sound good.
No. Okay.
Black crows sound
Black
good.
Black crow. Yeah, they sound great.
Yeah, I love the guitar tone.
But... they actually have some of the best fuzz tones. There's a lot of people.
Oh, man, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Great guitar tones. Yeah. Like all their albums.
Yeah, everything just sounds stupid good. Real quick, have you ever heard of the song Strutting Blues by the Black Crowes?
I have.
I'll give you $5 if you could tell me the lyrics without looking them up.
You don't need lyrics. This is rock and roll.
Exactly. No one knows what the heck that... He does it. Chris Robinson doesn't even know what he's saying. There's no way if you heard it. There's no way.
You got any lyrics for this song? Yeah.
But you know what? It's still like the most rocking tune on that record. Mm. But, okay, Al Nico Speakers.
Right.
Okay. And how they taste.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the form of my crow, was Al Nico Speakers. If you guys have listened to this before, I'm sure you've heard me several times describe my hatred for Al Nico Speakers when it comes to my playing. I like the way they sound when other people play them, but I've never gotten them to work for me. I did this session, and I had a lot of different cabs at my disposal, and I plugged into several. You gonna make it?
Yeah, I'm fine, sorry. Carry on.
See, no, I brought attention to it, so I don't have to fix it in editing.
Right.
Gotcha.
See what I mean?
Yeah. Next time, just say, shut up, I'm going to cough.
Right in the microphone.
But I plugged into this cabinet, and I loved it, and I asked the guy, I said, what's in that cabinet? That's the one. He said, I think those are Weber Blue Dogs. And I was like, aren't those Al Nico's? He was like, they're great sound cab, you know, open back, which I normally don't like, open back. So it was open back Al Nico's, the two things that I dislike. And it was just perfect.
You said it was with a Marshall? Is that what you said?
Like a Marshall clone.
Type of amp.
Yeah. Yeah, which is, I mean, the stars should be aligned against me in that. You know what I mean? For me to like it. But, and that being said, for any other tune, it probably would have been too sparkly. But for the tune I was tracking, it worked perfect. So.
Do you have humbuckers?
No, I play a Strat.
Really?
Yeah.
With the Strat, huh?
Yeah, the neck pickup.
The only guitar.
No, it's not the only guitar.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, a Strat through Al Nico, or through a Marshall, through Al Nico's open back, and it still sounded great.
Huh.
Yeah, for that song. So I'm not sold on them yet.
Next thing you know, you'll be hating Tube Screamer.
Never. Never. Isn't that the only... Isn't every dirt pedal a Tube Screamer?
Every one
of them.
Just a different name on them.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We have 22 Tube Screamers.
Okay. So that was gear related. So now I can go a little off topic. Whenever you said you are Zivampla.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This isn't talking bad about anybody.
No, this is just
an actual story. And if I'm wrong, correct me, because I watched it. I wasn't part of it.
That's right.
So we're in Los Angeles.
At NAMM.
And we walk into our hotel. And I don't know how many people are familiar with LA, but I believe it's illegal to smoke anywhere in any bar, maybe not, or hotel.
I'm not sure.
I don't know, but I know.
Probably.
I think in this particular hotel, you're not allowed to smoke, especially in the lobby.
Right.
At the registration desk. And we walk in and we see this dude. He's about 6 foot six, 6 foot seven. Probably goes about 145 pounds. You know what I mean?
Beanpole.
Yeah, he's a beanpole, you know, which isn't in bad. He's just, that's his stature.
Right, yeah.
And he's wearing like a suit of some sort that was a little flashy, but he was also wearing, in California, he was wearing a rabbit skinned hat with ear flaps or something, right?
Right.
Like real bushy,
something,
real warm.
Something eccentric for
Yeah, something
for
very
LA.
Eccentric. Yep. And so... Brian goes up to him and says,
I wanted to meet him, yeah.
Yeah, he said, I think you may have called him Mr. Bogner, did
Probably.
You? Yeah, he said, Mr. Bogner, I'm Brian. And he said, oh.
So you are Zivampla.
And proceeded to blow smoke
right
in your face.
Blew smoke in my face. Like, nice to meet you.
As if a lawsuit wasn't enough, slappy. Here's some smoke. Well, there was no lawsuit. There was an impending.
Well, yeah, that's true. Right. There was a disagreement.
Okay. All right. And so I spoke out of turn there.
And
there
I have less money than they do. So.
But, you know, all's well that ends well because, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't sales actually improve after you changed the name?
They did for that particular pedal, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So we rebranded it because of having to do that.
I will say something. Before I worked here, I thought that pedal was like a clone of that amp. That's what I thought. I thought.
There's a lot of people that thought that. Oh, wait. No, you're. Yeah, that is that one. That's right, yeah. Sorry, I was thinking about the other lawsuit situation.
No, that's a different one.
But yeah, actually, you're right. Probably rebranding it to Euphoria was probably the best thing we could have done. It eliminated confusion because people were buying it thinking they were getting more of a Bogner Ecstasy type of thing.
Or not buying it and fear that they were getting more of a Bogner Ecstasy thing.
So probably, in all reality, it probably was a better choice.
Yeah, it was a great, everything happens for a reason.
And that's why I don't name pedals anymore.
Pedals. You named the Latitude. You named that.
I did?
Yeah. Yeah. You have a say in the names,
I thought
you?
Joe Schoolcraft did.
No, he wanted...
Whitecap.
No, that's what I wanted. He wanted Impulse. And we really wanted Impulse. Right, but I think it's already been done. Yeah. It'd already been done.
That's hard. That's a hard thing about naming pedals. I mean, you think of a good name, and then you start researching, like, crap, that...
Right.
Because there's so many pedal companies now.
And the thing is, too, is like going back to the, who's got enough money to fight it. That's not you. You're not that guy.
No, because that's a douche move.
Right. Because the thing is that, and I'm not trying to single anybody out. Well, I'll just tell you, the Impulse, I believe that the guy that named his pedal the Impulse, and I may be wrong by now, but at that time, I Googled it and researched it. It was one guy that made one pedal and did a demo on YouTube of it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, because it wasn't really like an established pedal, but I was just like, he's already done it.
Yeah, he's already done it. And that's cool, because you could have just rolled with it, and he could have emailed you and been like, dude, and you could have been like, tough.
Yeah, fight me for it.
Yeah,
we're going to sue me.
But, that's just, I don't know. I think it's just the newer generation of guys in the last 10 years coming out and building pedals that we just look at each other like, not so much like competitors, but more like we're all in this level playing field. And we all share customers.
Right. And that doesn't mean you don't want to sell more than the next guy, but you're not going to cut somebody's throat.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. You're not going to start trashing someone else just because you want to make a sale.
Right. Because, and here's the thing. I have competitors' pedals on my board. You know what I mean? And
I do too. I mean, there's stuff I use all the time. It's not, it's just, I don't know. Maybe we just don't look at it that way.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure some people do, and they just hide it well.
Yeah, actually, now that you think about that, there's a couple of companies I can think of that...
Right.
Yeah.
But we won't tackle that issue, because it doesn't need tackled.
Nah, let's leave that one.
Yeah. So, the last couple of weeks, we'll get into it. Sorry, Max. Sorry.
You need to cough again.
I'm trying not to cough into the microphone. That's what this is. It's a sneeze guard.
A sneeze guard.
Or do a salad sneeze guard at a bar.
When I was a kid, I used to think... A sneeze guard, there'd be a guy with a gun standing next to like the salad bar.
That's just another reason not to eat salad.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't like those open, especially being a germaphobe. I'm like, can I get new spoons and everything?
I would make fun of you for being a germaphobe, but I'm sick right now and you're not. So what's that say?
I don't think Brian can get any farther on that side of the house. Stay over there, Sicky.
He made the joke he was going to spray Lysol every time we coughed.
I don't want to smell.
Squirt bottle with a dog.
The last couple weeks have been talking about, ways to improve your pedal board, things you can do. And some of them, I think the first one was just some basic tips, like, Velcro and things like that. And then we got a little more in depth last week. This week, let's get something I want to talk about is... I don't want to dive too much into pedal order because that's a whole nother episode.
Right.
But
actually a couple episodes, probably, depending on what, we have videos now, both on the member side of our site and a couple shorter ones on YouTube.
Yeah.
And you're talking about your blues pedal board.
Right.
I'm talking about what I do for like a country type of pedal board.
Right.
And actually those just went live. Well, when you hear this, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But anyways.
I mean, those have been live for a while.
Yeah.
2 weeks now.
But I mean, I don't even remember. I don't know. Where was I going with that?
It's gone. No, just different pedal boards. How you can go really into pedal order.
And yeah. So depending on what you want completely.
Right. And the thing is, too, is like, it's cool because there's so many different ways to do it. That's the best thing about it.
There's probably not a right way.
No, there's no right way. And moreover, there's no wrong way. There's preferred ways and good starting points. Mm-hmm. That's the way I would say it. And the cool thing is you'll get these guys that have been playing for years, dynamite players, and then they'll get into the world of effects a little bit and they'll come asking me and it's like, you've been playing for 30 years, you know? but the one I always get is, why do I want my delay after my dirt?
Mm-hmm.
So, let's break it down. Okay. The most basic thing I can think of and a bit way to tell them is, what do you want repeated?
Right.
You know, you care to elaborate?
I can if you want me to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I know people like to hear the nerd stuff.
It's what you want repeated.
Okay. Okay. No, wait. Okay. Now, why would I not want to put it before my dirt?
It sounds bad. 2 seconds, so, summed it up.
Hashtag truth.
So, okay, if you are running a delay pedal before your distortion pedal, then you're going to have a delayed signal that keeps getting distorted, and it sounds unnatural. So you want to put your delay, put your delay after your distortion. That way it just sounds like your distorted note is then getting delayed. So if you go to YouTube, you'll see a video that should be available when you hear this, that actually shows you a little bit of what that sounds like. And actually on that video, I actually put a delay pedal in front of a distorted amp too, in front of the Black Star.
Ooh.
And then I put it in the loop of the Black Star so you can hear the two differences. Because there's a lot of times where I hear guys say, I hate delay pedals. What are you using? You know, and it'd be like some dirty amp.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, are you putting in a loop?
Now let me ask you a question, and this might be more for an amp guy, but I know you know it. You've built amps and everything. This is something I'm pretty curious about. When you put something through the loop, where does that go in the circuit of the amp? Does it basically bypass the preamp?
No. Well, and it totally depends on the amp, you know,
right?
Because every schematic's different for the most part. But for generally speaking, you're going to go through the preamp tubes. So if there's distortion, you're going to have distortion there.
Mm-hmm.
And then most times after those preamp stages, it goes to the loop.
Right.
And then goes into the power section.
Right. That's what I meant.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but that's also why you have a lot of volume right there. So that's also why if a guy takes like a regular distortion pedal and just runs it like directly into the effects in.
Right.
Bypassing all the preamp tubes.
Yeah.
You can get some interesting sounds that way, but it's never going to be near as loud as you would think it would be, because there's just not enough signal.
Right. And that's the thing.
Hitting it.
Right. And that's the thing, too. A lot of people need to, when you think about what it's actually called, a preamp, you know, it's just like, you know, this is going to date me, and I know you're going to make fun of me on this.
Probably.
Or, you know what? No, I'm not going the old route. I'm going the hipster route here. With a turntable.
Why'd you look at me when you said hipster?
Because you're a hipster.
Do I wear glasses?
Yes.
Not hipster glasses?
But you said you were going to buy some glasses that were hipster glasses.
And why'd I tell you I'm not going to buy them?
Because they're hipster glasses. Because
you make fun of me for buying them.
You wear hipster hats.
If I say it, it'll sound hipster.
No.
I had them before hipsters.
You drink beers that you can't pronounce?
Not anymore, dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
On the wagon.
You're on the wagon, bro. Good for you. Dude, we got some lifestyle changes going on here.
As long as 18 days of my life so far.
18 days.
And he's sick now.
And who's on
the moral of the story? Don't stop drinking or you'll get
sick. Wait, dude, did you have NyQuil?
I did have NyQuil.
Uh-oh. You're off the wagon. Let's go drinking tonight. Might as well hit it hard. Let's celebrate. I'll buy you a drink.
I love NyQuil. It's my favorite holiday drink. It comes in green and red. It's Christmas in my mouth. Anyways. Go the hipster route.
Yeah, okay. So like turntables. Okay. It's not because I'm old, it's because I'm hip and that's the new thing. But turntables, if you plug that straight into like a receiver, you're not going to get anything. At least the old ones.
Mm-hmm.
You had to buy a preamp for them.
Yep.
And there's a huge market now for like boutique and you know, even DIY
oh, yeah.
two preamps for turntables. But it's the same principle. If you run straight into the power section of anything, into a console, into an amplifier, you know, receiver, mm-hmm. you're not going to get that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that makes total sense, but a lot of people probably don't relate the two.
Probably not. I mean, it's not like it. Most amps don't come with an instruction manual that says,
right.
make sure you put your delay pedal in the loop.
Right.
It just doesn't. So that's why we're telling you.
And that's why there's the gear page, because people on there will tell you you're an idiot for doing it no matter which way you do it. Yeah. Actually, it's not that bad anymore. It used to be.
It depends. I mean, there are some threads that pop up, and I always avoid these because they're pointless. But you see the threads like, what's the pedal that you hate the most? You know, which pedal do you regret buying the most? It's like, that's a pointless question.
There is an ongoing thread there that's good, though. There's something along the line of, you know, which pedal did you buy that's always been on your board?
Yeah.
That's positive.
That is positive.
You know, but yeah, why would you just go say, don't buy this pedal, it sucks?
Right.
Because I could say that about a bunch of pedals, but I guarantee it, they sell really well.
Right. It's Alnico's, for example.
Yeah, exactly.
You could start a thread saying, all Alnico's suck.
Exactly.
And which is not true.
Not true at all. You know, I could say they're expensive.
Right. But, I mean, you...
But you get what you pay for. That's right. The tone you want.
And it's personal preference.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. I mean, because, yeah. I mean, you know this. There's no secret. There's a couple pedals. There's two pedals of ours that I just cannot make sound good.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear other people play them, and it's like, I don't get it.
Right.
Same rig, same everything, and it sounds good when you play them, but not when I do. It's frustrating, but it's just not in the cards. But so I kind of went off track there, but I don't think a lot of people understand, like, you know, I never did till somebody explained it to me, and it's the turntable thing. And you know who knows just about everything there is to know about hi-fi audio? Richard Goodsell.
Everything.
Oh yeah.
Oh absolutely. My gosh. That guy blew my mind. He knows like specs off the top of his head.
Yeah.
Like,
you're talking about like cartridges and the different manufacturers of the cartridges.
Yeah. Because I asked him.
All kinds of stuff.
Because I asked him, I said, how come you don't get into like that stuff? You know a lot about it. And he told me all the reasons why, like, because he's kind of like you. If he can't do it better or different, then why do it?
Right.
And he was giving me the reasons of like, here's how you make it better and here's what it would cost, and then you have no market because nobody's going to buy a $20,000 preamp.
Right.
You know, well, I mean, some people would, you know, like Max.
He was telling us like setups for guys with like different power transformers outside their house just for that room and really? A separate air conditioning because the preamps get so hot.
Yeah.
Like one had like a 32 tube preamp or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, he had to put a some type of air conditioner actually on his
in that room to cool the whole room down.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so people get into it, man. Well, didn't you tell me
that's a nerd.
Wasn't Seth Godin? Didn't he start a record label aimed at hi-fi listeners?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People that had, you know, systems in excess of $20,000 or
right,
something.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and he's really into it.
Yeah.
I think the label fell.
It did.
Badly,
it did, but I mean, he's doing okay.
Yeah.
He's doing all right.
Yeah. Sold some books.
Say what?
He sold some books.
He sold some books. You know, he's doing all right. So that, I mean.
He sold a company to Yahoo, actually.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to make a
that
Yahoo.
That must be a good gig. Yep. You know what? We should sell Wampler pedals to Yahoo. $20 billion.
Wait, like the chocolate milk? Place?
Yeah.
No, that's Yoo-hoo, Max. That's Yoo-hoo.
I got all excited. I'm like,
and that's
hell
chocolate
yeah.
water, bro.
That's the hell yeah. Let's get on some Yoo-hoo.
What's the difference? You remember that drink, Choc-Cola?
Oh, yeah, dude.
What's the difference between Yoo-hoo and Choc-Cola? Anything?
Choc-Cola is more chocolatey.
I've always been a fan of Choc-Cola, but you don't see it around much anymore.
Not in Indiana, at least.
Well, I think the obesity epidemic kind of wiped it out.
Easy with
well,
the
if that's
word.
True, then there'd be no McDonald's.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm living to prove that the obesity epidemic is in full swing.
Whatever, dude.
He's in America.
Dude, you know what's true story here? I'm clinically overweight. You believe this?
I went, yeah, easy.
Did you hear? He goes, I do. I went to the doctor 2 weeks ago and they told me I need to lose 15 pounds.
Well,
so I know. I've lost 9 since then.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Started doing hip-hop abs.
Hip-hop abs. Hip-hop abs. 30-second abs.
I got the competitors. It's called 15-second abs. It's more efficient.
You can do it twice a day, too.
That's just crazy talk.
I don't even have time for that.
I don't have, who has time for that? Okay, so back to the list. Wait, I mean, as far as the delays, I would say all that goes for reverbs as well.
Delays, reverbs, yeah, absolutely.
Now, here's a question I get. What should you run first, delay or reverb?
I like delay first, and then I like to reverb that.
Same here. Mm-hmm. And the reason being is I think it sounds more natural, like the reverbs than the amp.
Right.
So I'm just simulating an amplifier there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, I mean, you don't run reverb pedals, though. You always have amps with reverb.
I don't. Interesting little factoid, though. Mm-hmm. On our show board, we run reverb after our delays, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how we should do them.
Yeah.
Oh, you said you put reverb before delay.
Did I? I meant after.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Then yeah.
I stand corrected. I ate crow.
crow.
A little bacon in there.
Bacon crow. Sorry, that's Sally Mae calling me on my phone requesting money for my student loans. True story. I'm not dodging. I don't pay it. You lay off me.
I heard a story once. A buddy of my old job, he was in the station in the Army, and he put off paying his student loans, He moved to Seoul, Korea for the Army. Sally Mae found him in a bar drinking beer in a bar in Seoul, Korea, shooting pool like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's like, you have a phone call. He's like, who is this? They're like, it's Sally Mae.
Oh, my God. He's like,
there's nowhere you could hide from Sally Mae.
Next time there's we're going after a terrorist, let's just sick Sally Mae on him.
Exactly.
You know? Caves of Afghanistan.
This is going to show my complete ignorance. What is Sally Mae?
Sally Mae is, it's not federal anymore.
Not anymore.
But it's an institution that loans money for student loans.
Dumb college kids.
That's why I never went to college.
Yeah,
that's why I don't know.
Well, I never went, but I lived off that money for a while.
Well, I mean, I lived at a college.
Yeah.
But I never, I mean, like, I had roommates that were at college.
Yeah, and you know what?
There's just some good years, too.
Oh, yeah.
They went to class, I stayed and partied.
I can't talk about my college because my wife now listens to these podcasts.
Study the nursing program. Never was a nurse.
I will say this. Okay, I went to Vincennes University, and there's obviously on-campus dorms,
mm-hmm.
and one of them was an all-female dorm. I forget what it's called because everybody just called it the Virgin Vault.
Oh my god!
Fantastic.
Why did they call it? I'm just teasing.
Funny.
Actually, I don't know how good that would be.
What? Well, it's just a term.
Oh, okay.
And used loosely.
That's why I need my sound effects board.
I see what you did there.
No, you don't. I did nothing there. I did nothing there. But.
Oh gosh.
Oh, I'm funny, Max.
Sure.
I'm not funny. You're the funny one. But so that kind of wraps up the delay and reverb thing from my point of view.
I'm afraid to touch the notes.
I touched them.
Yes. I'm going to have to get my sanitizer.
Sneeze on them.
Hold on. Wait. Where is your...
Oh, hold on. Let me get...
Yeah. Okay. So if you're watching this on YouTube, let me see this here. Okay.
Hold out your hand.
Okay, so. Not only does he have one of these in his office, this is a true story. I'm not making this up. He came in when we first moved into this office, and he bought each one of us a bottle of Germex, in case you're not watching, a bottle of Germex, and put it in our rooms. Not for us, for him. So as soon as he walks into our room, he can sanitize, and then as soon as he walks out of our room, he can sanitize, and then he repeats it until he gets to his office. And then the best part is I got in your truck one time, obviously in the passenger seat, and there's like economy size Sam Club version of Germex.
It's like in the, a gallon,
like the, yeah, and like the passenger side door, you know. And I'm like, dude, why do you have it over here? You can't even use that. He's like, no, dude, that's for you guys. I got one over here in my side of the door.
Of course you do.
I was like, are you kidding me?
It's possible I may have a slight OCD problem.
But at the same time, like, pure alcohol. Like I said, I'm the one that's sick. I'm the one that got 3 hours sleep because he couldn't sleep because he couldn't breathe. Max is sitting here sick.
So boy.
And we're not germaphobes. So maybe there's something to it. Right?
Either that or I just have so many kids that I can't get anything anymore. I'm immune to everything.
One of my favorite stories is... this is kind of non-related, but somewhat related. We went and saw Jake Owen one time, and you hadn't seen him for a year, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are
buddies, but it's not like you guys like hang out on every weekend, right?
Right. I just knew him right. as he was getting bigger, so
right.
smaller clubs and
right.
it's kind of a relationship.
But it's so funny. He was like, he hadn't seen you for over a year, and he was like, so how's your five kids, man? I'm like, oh my God, how do you remember that? And next thing you know, he starts talking. He's like, now what age are they? Are they like 6 to 17 or something? I'm like, oh my gosh, do you know his address too? Stalker? I think Jake Owen stalks you.
No.
I'm going to call Derek. Say, Derek, I think Jake's stalking Brian.
You know what's weird? It seems like a lot of guys who have become famous in some way,
mm-hmm.
not just in the music industry, but it seems like they're really good at remembering details about people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I'm terrible about.
Well, the thing, I use like a name recognition thing. You know what I mean? Like, I can't think of anything off the top of my head now, but like if I meet somebody, I'll try to relate their name to a famous person or a name that I've heard.
Really?
Yeah.
But meeting thousands and thousands of people, don't you eventually run out of things to associate them
with? I'm not that popular.
Yeah, but I mean, let's say you tour Japan. I mean, there's a lot of people you met there.
Yeah, but God, it's gonna sound racist, and I don't mean to sound racist, but I couldn't really understand. I couldn't repeat it anyway.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And the thing is they're the nicest people in the world, and I felt like such a jerk American because, like, and I didn't realize it, but you'd go to check out, and they'd say, you know, and you say "arigato" or whatever, which is thank you,
mm-hmm.
and then they'd say something back, which is like another thing that you can say back to them because they're so nice. They're like trying to teach you,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't realize that. I thought they were just saying something to me in passing, you mm-hmm. know, like thanks, bye, and I didn't have to repeat
it. So it's a different culture,
right? And then our guy that was like hanging out with us over there, his name was Yushi, but he would like say, hey, they're trying to help you. They're trying to teach you things to say, so try to remember them. And right. I just couldn't. I felt so terrible.
I got a terrible memory. I mean, yeah, I can't remember names or details. Although I remember people's faces, like mm-hmm. little stuff. Like, that's a guy that put the phone too close to his face. Or, that guy really likes pasta. Or like beer orders especially. I can remember what everybody drinks.
Yeah.
But I'd be terrible with actual names.
I'm into a new beer right now. It's not a new beer, but I'm into it right now. Because Rocky. It's just because it's smaller sized. And I don't get wasted as easy.
Red Stripe?
Red Stripe, yeah. Exactly. It's Travis size.
You know, it's actually a higher APV, though.
Oh, of course it is.
Yeah, I just went to Key West this weekend,
mm-hmm.
and they serve Yingling there.
I just went to Key West. Where was I? Oh, and in Indiana getting sick.
And snowed on.
It was okay, but it was my anniversary, so.
No, dude, that's, man, nobody's hating on you for going to Key West. I mean.
I am.
Okay. I'd go too, man. I would. But, you know, I was just in Okinawa, so I can't say anything.
Right. It's beautiful. And the pictures I saw look beautiful.
The weather's about like Hawaii.
Right.
Like, that's where the only bad thing is. I may have said this already. I can't remember. But, and it's not a bad thing, but that's where a lot of Japanese go to vacation.
Right.
So, it's very, yeah, it's very touristy. And there's this place there called American Village.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just thought it was a name. You know, mm-hmm. so like we go there to try to find souvenirs. Everything is American, like Gap, Aeropostale, American right. Eagle. It's like you can't find anything like.
It's awesome, though.
You know, although there was a street there called Distortion Boulevard.
That's awesome.
Remember, I don't know if you saw it, but I sent it to you guys and it went up on the Insta pages.
Mm-hmm. That is pretty cool.
Oh, do you, go ahead.
Did you want to get back to the noise stuff or?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, interrupt you, sorry, I just...
Oh, no, I'm just trying to figure out if that should be a whole nother episode.
It could,
you know what I mean? Because we're at the 30-minute mark, and I don't mind going past.
How about, let's see, I know what we can do.
Okay.
This would be quick.
Okay.
Bright switch on a twin with pedals.
No, sir, no.
Okay, so when people talk about their pedals with a twin being fizzy... You think it's because of that bright switch?
Yeah, or depends on... To me, that's a very mid-rangey amp. And mm-hmm. I think when you get real high into the mids, obviously, that can cause some fizz, too.
Mm-hmm.
So the twin, it has a middle control, right?
It does, yep.
Yeah.
So, the Deluxe doesn't, but
yeah,
the twin does.
Right, and mm-hmm. neither does the Princeton.
Right.
But yeah, turn that bright switch off and dial back those mids, and I bet you it takes that fizz out.
I think so too.
Yeah, do you
agreed?
Mm-hmm. You have a super, right?
I got a super.
And it has a bright switch.
Yep.
Right? On or off.
I always leave it off.
Yeah.
Same thing with like a presence control in an amp, or like the Vox has the cut control.
Yeah.
Man, crank that cut back, or actually up.
Right.
On it's backwards. And lose some of that fizz.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. Like, I will say one thing. You know me. I love Marshall amplifiers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want a vintage one so bad. But love Marshall amplifiers. And I love Tube Screamers, but for me personally, they hate each other.
True.
You know?
But what kind of Marshall are you thinking, though? Because I know a lot of guys like to boost different Marshalls with a...
Yeah, like maybe if I was running it dirtier.
Okay.
But I like... My favorite Marshall tone is on the edge of breakup. Like, I don't know.
Hendrix-y?
A little bit, but, you know... Hendrix actually played pretty clean when he wasn't using fuzz boxes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Right. But there's a guy out there that has the best Marshall tone. His name's Julian Casper.
Oh, yeah.
Casper's spelled with a K. Check this dude out. He's like if Jeff Beck and Jimi Hendrix had a love child.
Hmm.
And like he is the biggest tone nerd in the world. You know what I mean? He will like reamp things when he records it. So like he'll record and then he'll come out of like a Neve console into a Plexi and then mic that up and then go back into the Neve console. I mean, it's like,
wow,
it's crazy, but he has the best Marshall tone, man. And then I found my dream Marshall amp.
I don't think so.
It's made by a guy named Adam Forney.
Oh yeah.
But is this an LA amp show?
Yes. Oh man. It's my dream amp. But
how you spell Adam?
A-D-A-M. I'm joking. No, F-O-R-N-E-Y.
Okay.
And I think it's just fornycustomamps.com, maybe. Just Google it. Yeah.
It's killer.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's the nicest Plexi style amp I've ever played.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So much so that I thought about selling all my amps and just buying one.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, it's awesome. Huh. But you know, maybe later. Maybe
so there
later.
You go, Adam. send an amp to P.O. Box.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, so on Twins, and where I was going with that is Marshall's, sure. Crank that presence down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're getting some fizz there, especially with pedals, right?
And no Alnicos, fizz. Right?
Yeah, I can't say that anymore. I ran a Strat into a Marshall with Alnicos or Alnicos, however you say it.
How do you say that?
I've heard it both ways. So.
Isn't it just three elements?
Yeah. Aluminum, nickel, cobalt.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it means.
Aluminium, nickel, and cobalt?
Yeah, aluminium. Yeah. Okay. There you go. That's for our British folks.
That's for you, Jason.
Yeah.
Jason, our Jason of Wampler Pedals in the UK.
Yeah, that's for you, buddy. He actually listens to these now.
I know.
I think he actually
Why would he do that?
There's nothing else to listen to.
He says he likes the ones that we do, but the one he was on, he said he couldn't listen to it because he hated the sound of his own voice.
I when I go back and listen to podcasts, I criticize myself too. So
I just edit them and then forget about them.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually listen to him.
Yeah, I mean,
because I'm hilarious.
Well, I have, when I edit it, you say I watch because I'm hilarious.
Yeah. Make my day a lot brighter.
Dude. Oh, I was awesome there.
Are you doing No Shave November?
I am.
Let's talk about that on the next episode.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's rocking.
It is.
Nice.
It's starting to come in.
All right. One thing I do want to, ask you guys, all you listeners and watchers and viewers and all that. I want to ask a favor. This is a little shameless, maybe, but maybe not. If you dig the show, even if you don't dig the show, we'd love to hear a review. So if you pop over to iTunes, especially if you listen to this on iTunes, just give us a review of the show. Let us know what we could do better. Let us know what you like. And we'd really appreciate that. Okay. While I'm at the shameless thing,
mm-hmm.
Check us out on YouTube, Face Pages, and Chasing Tone. The YouTube is just Wompcat, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it's a playlist there.
Yeah, there's a playlist
Chasing,
there.
If you type in Chasing Tone podcast, you'll get to it.
Yeah, and the Instagram and the Facebook is Chasing Tone podcast. So mm-hmm. facebook.com/ Chasing Tone podcast, and then that's the handle for...
And that's where all the shirtless pictures of you are, right?
Yeah, not... Wait till I lose that 15 pounds and my doctor's happy. Then those shirtless pictures will go.
Right, so after you get done with the what you call it? The
hip-hop abs.
Hip-hop abs.
15-second hip-hop
15-second hip-hop abs. I'm going to try to maximize my time a little bit better and try to see if I can get it down to 7.5 seconds. You know, then
more repetitions.
Yeah, then imagine how many times I could work out in a week. That's like true. Three.
I did a sit up last week. I'm still recovering. That's a little out of breath.
I cough too hard and I flinch my stomach muscles, and yeah, that's my workout for today.
Stomach muscles?
Muscles down there?
Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. If you have any questions or comments, shoot us an email at podcast@wamplerpedals.com. Thanks so much.